Welcome back to Trust the Wizards podcast, episode 109, side B. This is Satellites with Deli Deli.
Did you see the star explode with flashes from far away? So with their message to the Sparkled Egg Star, that was Von Hayes. Von Hayes, of course, being Peter Botham and Graham Rapolsky, who I'm definitely sure we've played on this before.
I think we've played Von Hayes before as well.
Yeah, indeed we have. They tend to find their way into my best of the year, and they've got another chance with this one because this is a great album. Came out in 6 days' time, as we record. So I have a pre-copy, pre-release copy of the album, which is called, well, I'm not sure what it's called, really. It's W-A and then L-A exclamation mark, which I guess is voila.
Voila.
I don't know if it's like that, the French voila, or it's a voila. I don't know.
Voila. Voila.
Voila.
Voila. Voila.
Yeah, we could voila. Do that, couldn't we? But, or we could just
maybe it's
have
voila.
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 Mm-hmm. I think I'm voila.
Maybe it's an acronym for something. I mean, who knows? There's so many possibilities. It's great. I love. I particularly like the chorus of that. It was a very catchy song, but especially the chorus about the explode. That was really good. I love that bit. Before that, we had a band called Satellites, and that's the second track from their single Big Baglama. You can find that at satellites-tlv.bandcamp.com. They are. Yuli Shafiri on vocals, a guy called Itamar Kluger on the saz and the baglama, which is like
a
saz. It's like a sort of long. It's a stringed instrument like a guitar, but the neck is very long and thin, and the sort of body of it is kind of like a tortoise shell kind of thing.
Yeah. Like an oud.
I don't know because I don't really know what an oud is, but I do know what a saz is. And that particular song is a new interpretation of an old song from the 70s by a Turkish folk singer called Sakia Ona. And they've sort of updated it, given it a more bright and poppy feel, it says here, and added a whole new section by the band. But I love the whole sound. The A side of that is fantastic as well. I love the whole sound and the sort of retro synths. Fantastic stuff, yeah. I believe, although the music is kind of very Turkish in flavour, I think they're actually from Israel.
But
I'm not really sure. Batov Records, BATOV Records.com is another place where you can get their stuff.
Excellent.
Okay.
Now then, is it time for me to rootle around your box?
It is. It is. And as usual these days, the dog presides. So I took my dog out into the garage today and bought in the first box of CDs that she sniffed. She went very high today. She went very high.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to wander over here. As usual, we've got three rows, top, middle, bottom.
Yeah.
You take your pick. And roughly 80 CDs in each row.
Well, I'm going to go for the bottom row.
Okay.
And thinking of our football-themed number choices...
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to go for the fact that Leeds have scored 0 goals in the last 3 games. And choose number 3, please.
Number 3. OK. Right. Here we go. Right. I can tell you what this is. It's number 7. Oh, no, I can't tell you yet, can I? I don't need to tell you how many... how many tracks there are? There's 16 tracks.
Okay. And it's number 7, eh?
No, sorry. No, to ignore that. 16 tracks.
16?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'm hoping for, I don't know, our number 9 to score a goal in our next game. So let's go for number 9.
Okay. Well, what you chose was a very, very cheap box set of 8 CDs that I once bought. Probably in a service station or a garage on a very dodgy label, and it's called Ultimate Country.
Oh, Jesus.
But despite that, you chose CD number 7 from Ultimate Country.
Yeah.
So track number 9 is Someone to Give My Love To by Johnny Paycheck.
I could search from now to the end. Never find another you. I'm so glad because I know you're mine. Someone to give my love to. I believe my love that you're one of a kind. For there's no one else like you. You're the light of my life, so let it shine. Someone to give my love to. Place will be with you. And I have taken you for better or worse. Someone to give my love to. My precious few, I will spend them all with you. Then beyond forever, I'll wait for you. Someone to give my love to.
That was the sweet country sounds of Johnny Paycheck. Someone to give my love to.
Mm-hmm.
That one's for all you truckers out there. Yeah, there's, look at that. Can you see these eight CDs?
Yeah.
Now, I can remember buying this CD. This box CD. I'm pretty sure it was in a service station. And they were in a kind of box, which I've ditched because it didn't fit in with filing the rest of the CD. But they were in a kind of like a long box, you know, like with... It's kind of almost like a shoebox, and it's got all the big names on it, you know. So that disc you just chose from, I mean, you had Johnny Paycheck there, yeah. But you were one track away from Patsy Cline. Yeah. But you got Farron Young, Stonewall Jackson, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo is on that same CD. You know, Don Gibson, Roger Miller, Conway Twitty, who I'm a big fan of. You know, there's all the greats are on here. On some of the other discs, you've got, you know, Waylon Jennings, Jim Reeves, Merle Haggard. Porter Wagoner, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Willie Nelson, all the names, really. All the names.
Yeah.
So although it was very, very cheap, I think it probably cost me, you know, probably less than £1 per CD. It's quality tunes. There's some rubbish on it, of course, because that's country music for you.
But, yeah. Was that an original song? Because I listened to it, I have to admit to the listener that I don't own that record.
Yeah.
And so I listened to it on Spotify.
Yeah,
And it comes up with what's his face, Campbell.
Ali Campbell from UB40.
No, the country.
Oh, Glen Campbell. Glen Campbell.
Yeah. So is it a Glen Campbell song or is
no?
It,
it's not. It's written by somebody called Rice. It says here, as you can imagine, with a cheapo compilation like this, it's not massive on sort of sleeve notes. Can you see the inlay card there? It's a single. It doesn't even fold out. It's a single leaf.
So do we think that Mr. Paycheck's surname may well not be Paycheck?
Well, it's a pun, isn't it?
It's a pun?
Well, it's a pun on Johnny Cash, isn't it? Johnny Cash, Johnny Paycheck.
Oh, is that what it is?
If you really only just realised that.
I guess it is that, yeah.
I noticed as well, you had a beer. You got yourself a beer when there was... Which I think, if you haven't listened to country music...
You have to have a beer.
So, well done.
Actually, it's a very interesting beer I'm having. I have actually just tweeted it, as we tend to do these days, is when we record, we tweet a beer to show that we are in process.
Yes.
This is a Black Forest Stout. How about that?
Right, from the Black Forest.
Well, I think it supposedly tastes of Black Forest Gatto.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, it doesn't sound lovely. Has it got any bits of cake floating in it?
No, well, no cherries. I've lost mine anyway. But, right.
Okay, moving on. So, what have we got next?
Well, okay, next I'm gonna play you a song from an album by Peter Jeffries, who you may well know of through the Nocturnal Projections.
I do not know of him. He sounds like a country singer. Peter Jeffries. Is he on this box set?
He won't be. So it was Nocturnal Projections and This Kind of Punishment, two huge New Zealand bands who aren't perhaps in your world, because you only listen to one New Zealand band, don't you? The awful, what are they called? What's the name? What's the name of the band you like from New Zealand?
Crowded House.
That's the one, yes. Yeah. So he's not. He hasn't been in them, but he has been in proper bands from New Zealand. And he's a pianist, and this is one of his solo albums, came out in 1990. The album's called The Last Great Challenge in a Dull World. And I was listening to this the other day, because I thought, well, that's an appropriate album to listen to, since all I do is go from my bedroom to my living room to my record room and then reverse that at the end of the day. So I thought I'd play a track from that. And it ties in also with a compilation that's just come out on Almost Halloween Records, which is worth looking out for, which is called Portraits from the Quarantine. It's a four-tape compilation. I think we might be playing some of this, something from that later in our later podcast. It's got some all the big names on there. Tom Violence, and Peter Jeffries is on there as well. But he does a live version of the song that I'm going to play you now. And so you're going to hear Peter Jeffries with On an Unknown Beach.
In the air.
it back with time. Driving discussions like cranes through the car park, setting them all in a line. All interceding, not yet proceeding, misleading doubts in the mind. I'm a pale intruder on an unknown beam. Went back to the water, my feet in the sand, needing no recognition as each sign of life.
So there, on an unknown beach, we found Peter Jeffries from the album The Last Great Challenge in a Dull World.
That was very nice. I liked that a lot. Yeah.
Good.
Is it all like that, just piano and vocals?
A lot of it is. Some of it's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Which isn't a surprise if you know what his other bands are like. But it's a great album, very moody.
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of the... because perhaps because of the way it went, the sort of... insistent do-do-do-do-do-do-do of the piano reminded me a little bit of some of those piano songs off Robin Hitchcock's I Often Dream of Trains album.
Yes, okay, that's good. Cool.
Yeah, but also I like the bit of about the parakeet. That was good.
Yes.
Not really sure what was going on in the story, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah. That's a great... He's definitely worth checking out if you don't know his stuff.
No, I never heard of him and never heard of those bands you mentioned... before either, so yeah, it sounds interesting.
Okay, well, okay. I might bring some more of that to the pod in a future time. Now, we've only got time for one more.
We have. It's almost time to say goodbye. Now, I thought, in fact, should we say goodbye and then I'll just explain what the last
goodbye.
Song is? Goodbye. Yeah, hang on, I'm sitting on the CD. Here we go. So, as you know, Kicker, I've been doing this thing. I didn't start it, but... some other people started and I jumped on the bandwagon of tweeting these gig anniversaries. You know, on the anniversary of any gig that you go to, you tweet about it. So December and January, pretty quiet, I've noticed. I haven't been to that many gigs in December and January over the years. So, but there was one I tweeted about 3 days ago, which was a gig I went to at the Hammersmith Odeon in 2002. And it was a thing called Concert for a Landmine Free World. It was a benefit concert. And a fantastic bill of Elvis Costello, Nancy Griffiths, Steve Earle, Emmylou Harris and John Prine, who stole the show, frankly. It was an amazing gig. They just took, like a songwriter's circle type thing where they were just sitting and taking in turns to play songs. But thinking about that gig reminded me of a song that Emmylou Harris and Elvis Costello duetted on that night, which took me back to dragging out this CD from my garage, which is a tribute to Gram Parsons. The album's called Return of the Great Grievous Angel, a tribute to Gram Parsons, and it has got all kinds of wonderful people on it doing covers of Gram Parsons songs. It's got Emmylou Harris, the Cowboy Junkies, Beck, Evan Dando, Chris Hillman from The Birds, Steve Earle again, Gillian Welch, The Pretenders. And my favourite song on it is the song that Elvis and Emmylou duetted on. So let me play you Sleepless Nights.
Take these sleepless nights.